Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Russell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Russell. And now, play ball. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan bunts towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins scores. Hooper moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Falk moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-0 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to third. Kovileski moves to second. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground for a single. O'Neill scores. Kovileski moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kovileski scores. Wamsgans moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kovileski strikes out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Eddie Mulligan pinch hits for John Russell. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Wilkinson now pitching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to home to get Wamsgans. Speaker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilkinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kovilevsky, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Kovilevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovilevsky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kovilevsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. McInnes reaches third base with a triple. Speaker scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss still pinch hits for Roy Wilkinson. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moss still moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Moss still moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moss still tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Doug McWeeny now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kovileski strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes bunts in front of the plate. Schalk scoops up the ball and tags McInnes for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker scores. Gardner moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Wood steals second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian pinch hits for Doug McWeeny. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Kovileski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 3 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5 Indians. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6 Indians. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hooper moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.